ABC News.
Tanmaya Navada with the top stories. Iranian Australians say they've been struggling to make any contact with family members inside Iran amid the government's telecommunications blackout. Iran has been clamping down hard on anti-government demonstrations as protesters call for the regime to come to an end. Activists say more than 2,500 people have been killed in the crackdown. Australia's peak Jewish body has rebuked the need for a carve-out to new hate speech laws for people quoting from religious texts as part of teaching or discussion, warning it provides a very wide loophole for preachers espousing anti-Semitism. Under Labor's proposed changes, a new offence would make it illegal to incite or promote hatred on the grounds of race, colour, or national or ethnic origin, unless the speech or writings are direct quotes from texts central to religions. The committee is due to report on the bill by Friday before Parliament is recalled early next week to debate the proposed legislation. And rescuers in northeastern Thailand are scrambling to find survivors after a construction crane fell on a passenger train, killing at least 25 people. Dozens more people have been injured, and Thailand's public health ministry says all passengers have been removed from the train. It was travelling from the capital, Bangkok, to the Ubon Ratchathani province when the crane being used to construct an elevated high-speed railway collapsed. ABC News.